Welcome to week number 3 of the new As a Man Think It, Study and Act program. And I hope you acted this past week. And that's what I want to keep the lines open for a second to review the primary assignment that we had last week. Was for you to identify one type of habitual thinking that you've had over the years that you've carried around. And if you remember, I had asked you to write out the opposite of that thinking on a card that I wanted you to carry around in your pocket or in your purse during the week, so that every time you caught yourself thinking in the old habitual way, you pulled out the card and you read the thoughts that you want to replace that old habitual thinking with the new thinking. So if I could ask some volunteers, y'all were really great about this last week, and a lot of people benefited from your sharing. If I could ask some folks to share with us what they discovered in this process in the past week, or perhaps anything else that they think is relevant, because I know some people probably had some breakthroughs. Or maybe found out some things about their thinking that they had not previously done on this exercise. Who's the first volunteer?
This is Tina from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
One of the habitual thoughts that I had was that I never had enough time to get any of my paperwork done at work.
Okay.
And that was what I wrote on a card, was that I was so happy and grateful that I had all the time I needed to get everything done. And I got to tell you, this is the first week in a long time that I actually got everything done, and I'm actually ahead of my work schedule, so it was fantastic.
Build a monument to your dream. You've been building monuments like I did. You've been building monuments to so many negative things in your life. You've been building monuments to your past hurts. You know, when somebody wronged you, or you thought somebody wronged you, or you were wronged in some way, you've built monuments to maybe some shortcomings that you've had, maybe some labels that you picked up as a child like I did or whatever, and you build a monument to them. And you worship at the foot of that monument a lot of times. Well, build a new monument. If you're going to build a monument to something, build a monument to your dreams. So you go down to line 10 and 11. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I read this, folks, and I've shared with y'all early on what my situation was and where I was at when all this stuff came along and just how financially just miserable my life was. But it wasn't just financially miserable. My health was miserable. I had gallbladder attacks. I had about 4 of them in about a 2-week period of time. My relationships were bad. Everything was bad. And looky here on page 64. Go down this line. These two lines here can set you free. Number 10 and 11. Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not remain so. If you only perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. Now, here's an important line you must never forget. You cannot travel within and stand still without. Please burn that on your brain. You cannot travel within and stand still without. You see, if you're growing on the inside, and that's what this 4 weeks has been about, try to get you in a growing mode. And I know you've probably done some growing before you got here, because I know that you were led here, you were attracted here, and there's a process of growth that took place before you got here. Just like I had been growing before I encountered As a Man Thinketh, I'm sure you have. But now you're ready to put it in overdrive. You're ready to turbocharge it. You're tired of growing at the rate. You want to grow faster. You want to grow your way out of whatever you're in. Just remember this, you cannot travel within and stand still without. If there's anything you need to motivate yourself to go into a course of life learning, and I'm going to talk about it when we get to the end, you have to get on a course that you make a commitment to yourself that as long as I'm breathing, as long as I'm conscious, I will be continuing to learn about myself. I will continue to grow. I will do whatever I need to do to grow. You see, the day you stop growing is the day, in my opinion.
Prior to the call tonight, it really struck me when we were talking about serenity. My son has a friend staying over. We were out. taking care of some things that needed to be done, and that we were pressed for time, and hit every red light. I'm on call for the hospital, and I got paged, didn't have my cell phone. One of those evenings when the stress is really going to get to you, and I would normally explode, and I just turned that around and chuckled about it and thought, now this is just a test. Let's see if we can pass it.
Very good.
When I got home, I had enough time to call the hospital, fix the problem, sit down with a cold glass of ice water, and get on the phone call. And everything flowed just as smooth as possible.
Very good.
It was awesome.
Very good. Just always remember that, Mike. It always works that way, too, by the way.